Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 55 for August 28th, 2006. Coming up in a few minutes, it's not often that the Glenlivet comes out with a new single malt, but there will be a new Glenlivet on U.S. store shelves this week.
We want this to be as close as possible to somebody drinking from the cask at the distillery as we can get.
That's Andy Nash, U.S. brand manager for the Glenlivet, on the new Glenlivet Nadura. I'll have more from Andy in a few minutes, but first, let's look at the news. It took some time to get the official word, but Dave Robertson has indeed landed at White & Mackay. You'll recall that Robbo was part of the Edrington-backed trio that made up John Mark and Robbo's Easy Drinking Whiskey Company. While Dave's name and face will stay at JMR, he'll be the new director of innovations at White & Mackay. Several weeks ago, I speculated that he might be in line for the distillery manager's post at the Dalmore, but White & Mackay told me this week that, in fact, that job was filled by Andrew Scott, who transferred over from the company's Invergordon distillery. Diageo is unveiling another entry-level single malt for what's officially called the travel retail market, what we usually think of as duty-free. The singleton of Dufftown comes from Diageo's Dufftown distillery in Speyside. It'll be available only at the airports in London, Glasgow, and Edinburgh for now. Earlier this year, Diageo released the singleton of Glenord in the Asian duty-free market. It'll be interesting to see what happens in travel retail over the next few months if the ban on liquids in carry-on baggage on many flights continues. In the last episode, I reported that the Whiskey Festival planned for Lake Charles, Louisiana in October as part of the Celtic Nations Heritage Festival had been canceled. After that episode, I received a clarification from Todd Ardoin, one of the festival's organizers. While the Celtic Malts Organization has pulled out because of an apparent lack of interest from distillers, Todd's group is still trying to put on a whiskey show as part of the larger festival. He is getting some help from volunteers and would like to expand that event in future years to include other Celtic spirits. And speaking of festivals that may be in trouble, the Spirit of Toronto Festival, scheduled for October 21st, is disturbingly quiet right now. The festival faces new competition this year from the Whiskey Live Toronto event the week before, and that event is being co-sponsored by the powerful Liquor Control Board of Ontario, which holds a monopoly on liquor sales in the province. The Spirit of Toronto website has not been updated in some time, tickets have not yet gone on sale, and the really disturbing point, the calendar of events for Roy Thompson Hall, where the festival is scheduled to be held, shows a different event on the schedule that night. I'm trying to track down more details, and I'll keep you posted. Some of the events that are still on the schedule. Whiskey Live Glasgow is the weekend of September 8th and 9th. There's a Macallan vertical tasting at Binney's in Highland Park, Illinois on September 11th. And Scotch tastings that night and on the 15th at the Dundee Dell in Omaha, Nebraska. The following weekend is a busy one. The Kentucky Bourbon Festival in Bardstown. The Loch Lomond Food and Drink Festival in Scotland. And Whiskey Live Paris. The Park East Grill in New York City has a single malt dinner on the 18th, and Brooklotty's Lynn McEwen will host a tasting for the wine shop in Leake, Staffordshire at the Rudyard Sailing Club on the 19th. Finally, WhiskeyCast listener Eric Ludwig will be teaching a class on single malts at the Chester County Night School in suburban Philadelphia on the 19th, followed up by a tasting on the 26th. You'll find links for these events and more at the WhiskeyCast website. And if you have an event coming up that you'd like to add to the list, please email me, mark@whiskeycast.com. The Glenlivet is one of the world's most popular single malts, and a new expression will go on sale later this week in the United States. The Glenlivet Nadura is a 16-year-old that's a first for the distillery, according to U.S. brand manager Andy Nash.
It'll be the first widely available cask strength version of the Glenlivet. It's the first batch that we've bottled is at 57.2% ABV, so it's considerably stronger than the regular. It's also non-chill filtered, largely due to that strength and due to the fact that we want this to be as close as possible to somebody drinking from the cask at the distillery as we can get.
And the only other Glenlivets that are generally available at cask strength are the cellar collections, right?
Yes, that's correct. Our range of cellar collections, we tend to release those at cask strength. However, with price points around $700 to $2,000, they're a little bit out of the reach of most single malt consumers.
This one will be priced at around $60 a bottle, and don't confuse it with a Glenlivet Nadura that's been available at duty-free stores for the last couple of years. The difference, the U.S. version is cask strength, the duty-free version is not. But the new Nadura may eventually work its way into worldwide distribution.
The guys who look after the brand internationally, and the guys at the distillery will take a look at that and see, you know, see which are the right markets for this to go into, and which markets have, I think a required level of sophistication there to understand the great elements that we've put in there. So, you know, the wonderful thing about this is that we get to talk to consumers about natural cask strength. We get to introduce them to adding water to cut the whiskey. So they can literally sort of get it to their ideal strength themselves. So, you know, very much acting like a distillery manager or master blender would. So, and also that they'll get to see this kind of slight haze and cloudiness, which is just very natural from a non-chill filtered whiskey. So it's a great tool for the regular consumer to get more into the brand and really delve deeper into the world of the Glenlivet and into single malt as a whole. So, not everywhere that we sell the brand is in has that level of level of education on malt whiskies, and the United States definitely does. And I look after the brand here, and it's just the perfect time to bring it in here.
What does it taste like?
It's wonderful. it's absolutely full of the traditional character of the Glenlivet, which is, Glenlivet's a very complex, very floral single malt. But we find that it the fact that it's been in these first fill bourbon casks really does give you greater notes of vanilla, slightly more honeyed notes to it as well, and the mouthfeel is also just a little bit creamier, and again that's because of the fact that with Nadura, we're not using sort of chill filtration, so you're getting it exactly as it would leave the distillery.
By the way, you're probably not the only one wondering what the word Nadura refers to.
It's Gaelic for natural, which explains, obviously, natural cask strength. It explains, the natural coloration. There is the casks used for this. It's all first fill bourbon casks. So once those casks have been conditioned for us by holding bourbon for a few years in the United States and come across to Scotland, we use only those fresh casks for this.
The new release is just part of a busy fall for the Glenlivet.
In the United States, you'll see our City Links tour, which we held last year. We took to 5 cities in the United States last year. That kicks off again in Chicago in October. That will be kicking off a nationwide tour. So something for people to look out for is a 9-hole golf course popping up inside some very famous buildings around the United States, and a great bar where we will be sampling Glenlivet as well. So that's a little something to look out for in the next few weeks and months.
Again, the Glenlivet Nadura officially goes on sale September 1st throughout the U.S. Finally, I'd like to have a little fun this fall and give you a chance to take an active role in the show. As we all know, the atmosphere at a pub can get a little rowdy from time to time. The jokes and the drinking songs are often just as much a reason to go to the pub as the whiskey. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. The next time you're at the pub, I'd like you to record your favorite whiskey joke or drinking song with your friends, save it as an MP3 file, and email it to me. We'll put it on the show at some point. And since we're all adults here, cleanliness is not as important as a good sense of humor and the ability to laugh at yourself as well. To get you started, here's an example of a stereotype-skewering classic from Da Vinci's Notebook, just another Irish drinking song.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip and Tipperary died out in the den, yeah. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Thomas in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck of slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dundee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotchman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh. Hey. Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Dun, da, 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 dun, da.
Drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive him from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
That's Da Vinci's Notebook with another Irish drinking song. You'll find a link to their website at whiskeycast.com. And again, if you have a drinking song or a joke, record it, and the quality of the audio isn't as important as the quality of the joke here. Save it as an MP3 file and email it to me. Of course, if you have questions about the technical part of all that, let me know and I'll try to walk you through the process. You can also share your jokes and comments with me via Skype. Just search for M. Gillespie, that's G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E, and leave your song or joke on my voicemail. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast. Again, my email address for comments or criticism is comments@whiskeycast.com. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.